Atlantic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Good to have WDTK Detroit joining us as well. Welcome aboard, Detroit. Here are three big things you need to know for hour number two. Number three, in Florida, political hack and political retread. Charlie Crist is running for governor again. He won as a Republican once, then lost as a Democrat. Apparently he wants to lose as a Democrat again, but who doesn't like a good train wreck in politics to watch? I'll be here. Number two, left clinging on to the fading pandemic once again, doing everything it can to keep COVID-19 panic porn alive as long as possible. But I am telling you, as I told you this week, the Democrats have lost Big Mo. It's fading fast. Joe Biden, if he ever had mojo, he doesn't have it politically now. And number one, President Xi tightening his grip on ultimate power in communist China, and he is rattling the sabers of war along the way. In fact, Xi has now adopted the title of helmsman. Might not sound like much, but pay attention, because helmsman, that is something we have not heard since the fierce, brutal, and bloody reign of Mao Zedong and the Cultural Revolution. Now, if you're a child that's gone to a public school in recent years, you might not realize that the Cultural Revolution left at least 50 million Chinese dead and rotting across the nation. Many starved to death. Others were quickly dispatched by the communist zealots with 40 grains behind the right ear hole. And now, Xi is claiming the same title, which means quite simply, he is claiming the ultimate authority on everything. And I mean everything and everyone in China. And he looks poised to make a move on places like Taiwan, or frankly, anywhere else he desires. The Australians and the Indonesians warning Beijing to stop the aggression, but it seems to be falling on deaf ears. The EU also sounding an alarm. And what will America do about it? Well, nothing, apparently, is the answer, if Kamala Harris is to be believed. Kamala Harris, bite number seven, she was asked about China. What are we doing with them? Even on the easy question of pollution, right? What do you do with the easy question of pollution in China? Are you going to stand up to them? Another non-answer. Listen.
Can you say what you and the President and Secretary Kerry can do to make sure that China, the world's biggest emitter, steps up to the plate?
Well, Secretary Kerry has been doing a phenomenal job working with our allies around the globe. And what I think we have made clear, and as have our allies, that this is literally a global issue. And if we are to have any real impact, it will be by all of us making commitments and following through on those commitments. So I think Secretary Kerry has done a great job. And it will require, without any question, China's participation in that approach.
Secretary's done a great job. Secretary Kerry's just done a great job. On what? Exactly. Hunter Biden did a better job extracting cash from China than anybody else. Maybe he ought to be the guy in charge of dealing with China. I mean, at least he can squeeze cash out of them. There is that. Xi firmly in control of the party, of the military, and every aspect of Chinese society. So says General Barrier. He shared that with the Senate Armed Services Committee in testimony late last week. Barrier said a Chinese Communist Party Central Committee meeting in October marked a significant shift in consolidation of Xi's power. The ensuing communique is likely signaling that Xi's singular political position within the party, declaring him the core navigator and helmsman. An invocation, like I said, not used since Mao Zedong. And right now, there's a high likelihood that war is coming. That's not my words, not words of the United States, but words of one of China's closer neighbors, Australia. Major General Adam Findlay, who has since stepped down from his post but advises the Australian Defense Forces, gave the confidential briefing to Australia's Special Forces soldiers last year. Who do you reckon the main regional threat is? He was asked. China, the simple answer. Okay, so if China is a threat, how many Special Forces brigades in China? You should know there are 26,000 special forces in China. Australia's former chief of operations in Iraq said, with China a genuine threat. Writing in the Australian newspaper Monday of this week, Senator Jim Molan delivered a grim evaluation of Australia's preparedness for war, saying, it's likely. Indonesia just had a vulgar exchange with China, a profanity-laced commentary for China to keep your ships out of our water. Stop destroying our fisheries. You see, China doesn't care. They have these fishing vessels, and I've seen them in person. They look like they can barely float. They're these old, rusted ships. They're giant. They're canning ships, right? So the fishing vessels will go around and gill net everything in the ocean around them. Then they'll deliver that to the canning ships, where 10 and 12-year-old children are kept as slave labor to can the fish to send back to China. They're doing this everywhere. They're depleting the world's fisheries. Nobody says anything. Nobody does anything. No, we wag our fingers at ourselves. You know, America is destroying the environment, and America, nonsense. China is the most destructive force on the planet, environmentally, financially, and soon potentially militarily. Make no mistake, that is what is happening. Australia will now spend $747 million over the next 4 years to upgrade several military bases in the northern part of that country. Working with the United States, our allies, and Indo-Pacific neighbors, we will continue to advance Australia's interests by investing in the Australian Defense Force, so said Prime Minister Scott Morrison this week. Scott Morrison, a conservative. Our focus is on pursuing peace, stability, and a free and open Indo-Pacific with a world order that favors freedom. A world order that favors freedom. So the question is, what happens next from here? And the fact of the matter is this. Nobody's holding China in check. Joe Biden, he's asleep. I was going to say he's asleep at the wheel, but he's asleep all the time. Nap time for Joe. That ought to be the book that Kamala Harris wrote. Nap time for Joe. As she drools looking at the Oval Office. She wouldn't do anything about China either. China is running roughshod over all sorts of nations. The Silk and whatever road that they put together. Let's see here. Also, the major investment deal reached in December between the European Union and China is falling apart. Took 7 years to put together, and it's falling apart already. The Silk and Road Initiative, Italy. That government has turned from an enthusiastic backer of President Xi Jinping to the Belt and Road Initiative to blocking planned acquisitions by Chinese companies. You know why that is? Because when the pandemic began just over a year ago, Italy got hit hard. Most of that coming from China because the Chinese flights were going in and out. The Chinese knew they had the virus. They did nothing to contain it, not inside their country. They sent flights to Europe. They sent flights to New York. They sent flights to Los Angeles. They didn't care. And so Australia's crime against China is trying to hold them accountable for what they did in spreading the pandemic, which they know they did, and you know they did. And this president and this administration will do nothing about it because we have no leadership from the White House, none on China or a host of other issues. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems. Visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
Everybody, let's go, ho, ho, ho! Welcome, everyone, to West High School Spring Fling! Hey, where we at, Steve?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. Okay, I went to the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun. But even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.